So I learned that lesson in 2023, that you need to trust your instinct and don't surround yourself with people who tell you to dishonor or disown your instinct, because that instinct is there to guide you every time. Trust me, hustle culture and entrepreneurship culture are lying to you when they say you need to be excellent all the time. There's no such thing. No one is excellent all the time. It's unrealistic, unsustainable, and it's just not real. Can let me teach you a lesson. Can let me teach you a lesson. Level line with the tweets. Follow me back to my nest. Level line with the podcast. Teach you lesson because I got class. Level line with the impact. You be lying, that's a real fact. Come let me teach you a lesson. Can let me teach you a lesson. Level line with the tweets. Follow me back to my nest. Welcome to the Lebo Lion Show, where we talk all things marketing, brand building, business mindset, and sometimes pop culture. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode, and I'm so glad that we are starting the year off on a positive note. Today's episode is going to be more of a heart to heart. I know you guys have been asking me for that on TikTok, and I thought, why not? Let me also tap into my feelings and connect with you on a different level, because even though we all want to be successful entrepreneurs, influencers, creators, and whatever else we might want to be, at the core of success is having a strong and healthy mindset. I always say this to my clients when we're doing personal branding consultations. I'll say to them, listen, I could build you the perfect strategy. I could build you the best strategy of your life. But if your mindset is not right, you're not going to see any gains, right? Because the way we perceive things informs how we exist. It informs the value that we see. It informs our experiences. So if we have the right perception, we can really optimize anything we have in our lives. But if we have the wrong perception, then we can't find value in anything or make anything grow. And so I think these heart-to-heart sessions we're going to have at least once a month are going to allow us to tap into the other parts of ourselves that we need to work on in order to have lives that we love, that are happy and successful and just filled with abundance. Now, before we get into this topic, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, do all the things that we have to do to get people to watch this podcast, to comment, to be part of our community, to help us grow, because we really are starting something real here. And I think we have conversations that are necessary for the future and for our country. And don't forget to buy tickets to the Everything is Marketing Masterclass that's happening on the 16th of March in Sandton, and get your t-shirt as well. All of them are available on Quickit and on my website, www.labellion.com. I can't wait to see all of you there. If you want to learn how to improve your marketing, your social media game, how to monetize all these things, how to create strategy, then this is the place that you have to be. And not only that, we'll also be doing a private lunch for the top 35 people who book that ticket. And we're really going to dissect how to create value, how to be thought leaders in our country, because it needs it now. It is election year and things are about to get really, really exciting. So if you've got a personal brand, prepare to use some of that to help influence how people make decisions for the coming year. Okay, guys. So with this heart-to-heart mindset session, right, I felt some type of way about doing it, because I always feel like it's a little bit disingenuous when people are sharing their heartfelt feelings online. Like I always used to look down on that, but that's also me being ignorant and not understanding that the core of really good content and thought leadership is actually in being able to be vulnerable. And in being able to share your journey in a way that allows another person to see that they can succeed from you succeeding, right? So I'm really leaning into this idea of talking about my feelings more, talking about how I see the world, how I've overcome certain things, and also just being comfortable with making mistakes sometimes, you know, which is something that I wasn't really doing for a few years, because I also had that Abantu Bazotini bug, you know, because the more you succeed, the more people want to tell you what you should be doing. And you just lose yourself completely, and you struggle to find your true voice. And I think I've come back to a place where I found my voice again. So this is my opportunity to get vulnerable, to have a heart-to-heart with you. And we'll be doing this more often because I know you've asked for it on TikTok. So I thought to start off this conversation, we could start talking about the things that we're leaving behind in 2023 that we're not taking with us in 2024, because we understand the assignment now, right? I know that when I started this year's podcast, I said, guys, the only solution is to be delusional. And I really do mean that. I really do mean that it is a year for elevation. It's a year for knowing yourself. And I think that if you know yourself and you work on yourself, you are bound to win this year. That's my belief. I'm going with it. And so far, it's been working for me because I'm vibrating at a different frequency. And I don't think people really understand what that means and what that looks like. But we'll talk about it as we go into this topic. So what are some of the things that we're leaving in 2023 that we're not taking into 2024 with us? For me, the first thing is, and this is a big one, I know Amanda can attest to this, not trusting your instinct. Guys, it's so dangerous to move through life like you're alone. I know that sounds like a very strange statement to make, but I believe that in my DNA, God is there. You know, my ancestors are there. Everything that makes me me is within me, right? And I think that when you don't listen to your instinct, you're not listening to that ingrained DNA that you have. The people who came before you, God, everything that comes together to help you and guide you through life, right? And so you end up meeting the wrong people, making the wrong decisions, allowing the wrong energies into your life, and completely losing out on the experience of having a good time on this earth. So for me, the first thing is you have to trust your instinct, right? Even last year was so dramatic. I know I like to preach sisterhood and all of these things, but last year tested my beliefs in sisterhood because I allowed myself to be in spaces with women who I trusted at the time and who I really did want to work with. But as we were working together, the vibe changed. The vibe shifted for me. And I remember every day kind of feeling anxious and uncomfortable every time I'd have to go like spend time with them and work with them. But I didn't listen to that instinct. I didn't listen to that feeling of being uncomfortable and just not feeling okay, you know? Until one day, and this is going to sound so wild, but the one day I was helping one of these ladies plan something and she thanked me. And to thank me, she hugged me. And when she was hugging me, I literally just felt like chills going down my spine. It was the worst and most uncomfortable hug I've ever had in my entire life. I don't even know what that feeling is. And after that day, I just said to myself, I cannot continue speaking to this person. I don't know why I feel weird around them, but this is not working. And it's a no for me. And as soon as I cut them out of my life, files just started coming out. You know, and it showed that this person actually had bad intentions for me and they were doing a lot of things behind my back, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. But the point is that had I listened to my instinct even sooner, I would have left that person even sooner and probably had a better experience of 2023. But because I was fighting my instinct, I was listening to people tell me, but you must be nice to people. But no, maybe you're just being insecure. Maybe you are just not having a good day. Maybe you're jealous. Maybe you're this. Never surround yourself with people who keep telling you to doubt your instinct. Those people are not for you, right? They could be doing it maliciously or they could be doing it innocently without even understanding. But no one in your life should be telling you to not trust your instinct. Your instinct is the greatest tool you have to help guide you through life, right? Because only you and God know the assignment. So if you're allowing other people to tell you how to move, you're dishonoring your connection with God and the plans that God has for you because you think that other people know better than God, but they don't. So I learned that lesson in 2023 that you need to trust your instinct and don't surround yourself with people who tell you to dishonor or disown your instinct because that instinct is there to guide you every time. The moment you have a bad feeling, run. That's my advice. Don't ask questions. Don't gaslight yourself. Don't ask other people to tell you. Run. Because that's the only confirmation that you need to know that this thing is not good for you. So in 2024, we are trusting our instincts. We are not dishonoring ourselves by questioning our instincts. The second thing that I learned in 2023 that I'm not taking with me into 2024 is showing too much of yourself. And I know we've had this conversation extensively on TikTok, but you know, sometimes it's okay to act dumb. Sometimes it's okay. You don't always have to show up as the biggest, best version of yourself in a room. Sometimes it's okay for you to just be in the room. Sometimes it's okay for you to pretend like you don't know. And the reason why I'm saying this is because if you are somebody who's genuinely talented and gifted, or you're there with good intentions and you want to do the work, there will be people who see that as a threat because they see you as somebody who could possibly either take their job or make them look bad or whatever the case may be, simply because you are operating in your true and authentic power. So sometimes you need to scan the room and say, my goal is to be in this room because I have an objective to do X, Y, Z in the room. They don't have to think I'm the smartest. They don't even have to like me. It's just getting in the room that I want to do. So when that is the objective, you don't worry about being seen as the smartest, the prettiest, the whatever. It doesn't matter, right? Don't always try to share all of your light and your brilliance and your talent with everybody that you meet in every room that you're in. It's not necessary. And sometimes it will hold you back. People will literally shut doors because they see you coming. Don't let them see you coming, right? So in 2024, we are mindful. We're strategic about how we enter rooms. We're strategic about who gets to access which parts of us and how and when. Because once you have control over that, you'll know exactly where you fit in, where you must just go quickly and leave. But it will give you a better measure and a better illustration of what your life looks like and the different stakeholders that are there. Don't ever think that every single room needs you to be completely brilliant. And I mean, if we take this to corporate, right? I even say this to my girlies on TikTok. I say, sometimes do mediocre work. Like sometimes submit really mediocre work. I know this is very unconventional, but people don't like people who overperform. Literally, there's a psychology behind that, and I forgot the name of the psychologist who coined it, but people don't like people who overperform. You need to show your humanness by sometimes being mediocre or even bad at something. And that's part of the laws and Simon Green, I think? The Laws of Power? That's the name of the book? The 38 Laws of Power. He talks about that. Like, sometimes you need to know how to act stupid or just hold back. Don't be mediocre sometimes. Be bad. Sometimes keep quiet. Even when you probably have the solution to the problem, there's some rooms where your solution is not necessary because you're not there for that role. And I think that if we can learn to be comfortable with mediocrity in 2024, we won't stress ourselves and overwork ourselves in spaces that don't value us or where it's just not necessary for us to do that, right? It's like excellence is a long game. It's not a moment. It's literally the journey. So sometimes in the journey, be bad. Sometimes be okay. Sometimes be great. But you can't be great all the time. That's unsustainable. It's unrealistic. And nobody likes somebody who's always great, contrary to popular belief. So that's the second thing we learned in 2024. Team, do you have anything to add to that before I get into my next thing?
Amen.
But amen. There you go, guys. Trust me, hustle culture and entrepreneurship culture are lying to you when they say you need to be excellent all the time. There's no such thing. No one is excellent all the time. It's unrealistic, unsustainable, and it's just not real. The third thing that I learned, and this is something I think that's a predominant theme in everything I've been saying, right, is that you need to always focus on yourself before you focus on other people. And I know as African people, we're taught that that's being selfish, you know, that you must put your family first, your friends first, whoever, your boss, work, everything. But guys, if you're not okay, if you're not thriving, if you're not happy with your life, if you're not happy to wake up in the morning, you don't have the capacity to focus on other people. And you should not judge yourself when you are having or in phases of wanting to focus on yourself instead of other people, right? Life is for you to live. Your life is for you to live, no one else. And you are responsible for the quality of experiences that you have. If you're sad every single day in a job you don't like, that is your fault and your problem, right? So no one's going to reward you for standing through something that's horrible for you or enduring suffering. No one's going to reward you for that. There is no prize for that. There's literally no prize for doing things you don't want to do or living a life that you don't love. So you need to first focus on yourself and everything. Be selfish. Be so selfish that people have to think three times before they ask you for something. Be selfish, take care of yourself because no one's going to take care of you if you're not okay. And then when you have the capacity, sometimes help others, sometimes share with others. But what you see, especially when you look at successful people, is that the most successful people create abundance and room for other people by being themselves and serving themselves. So if Lebo Lion decides that she's going to be the best marketer in South Africa and she's going to do XYZ, by virtue of doing that, I'm going to create things that help other people win as well, whether it's a business, whether it's content, whatever the case may be. So there is a direct correlation between helping yourself, being about yourself, and helping others. In fact, you have to help yourself in order to help others. Be selfish in 2024. You cannot win if you're trying to carry everybody with you. You cannot win if you're trying to be everything to everybody. And you cannot win if you put other people's needs before your own. Be selfish. It's so important. I wish more of our parents taught us this. I wish the environments that we come from didn't punish us for being selfish, but they do. And you need to be okay with the idea that people will not like you. People are going to kick you out of things. They're not going to invite you to things because you're being selfish. But the moment you succeed, they will change their song. They will change how they see you and they will respect you again. So the moment you pander to other people's idea of you and you want to stick to that version of yourself, you're not giving yourself room to become a greater version of yourself. And no one can like the new version of you until it becomes real, because they don't know it. Only you know it. So you have to first have the courage to build that version and then allow other people to see it once it has become something real. And that process always requires isolation, being selfish, and really tending to yourself before anybody else. I think that was a very profound lesson that I learned in 2023. Put yourself first. And the fourth one, I'm going to keep it to four today, is the company you keep matters. Oh my goodness. I know our parents tell us this. They're like, you know, pick the right friends. We know this. We hear it. But guys, adulting will help have you making decisions that you know are wrong, but you're just not thinking about it, right? So you will surround yourself with people who you call friend, but they're not really your people. Like when real things happen in your life, when you're building something real, they're not there to support you. They'll never say, oh, I've got this contact, or I'll give you some money to do this, or I'll buy your book, or I'll do whatever. They don't do that at all. They never support you. But when it's time to drink and have fun and eat and do the frivolous things, they're there, right? You need to be aware of who you're keeping around you. If your circle is not elevating you, why are they your circle? Where are you guys going? You know, if you're ambitious and you've got a plan for your life, you need to have people who are ambitious as well, who have plans for their lives, and where they are friends with you because strategically it makes sense, emotionally it makes sense, spiritually it makes sense. It must make sense. That's what you call a friend. Everyone else is an acquaintance. Like if you just want to keep people around because you like having going to groove with them, that's fine. It's an acquaintance. Have fun with your acquaintance from time to time. You know, if you want to have somebody around because you guys have good business deals, that's an acquaintance. Sharp, do what you do with acquaintances. But when you call somebody friend, the person you allow into your home, into everything that matters to you, that's somebody who should be bringing extreme value into your life. They should be a very safe space. We've even seen on social media, I mean, people like, who's that girl? Tato? I think her name is Tato or whatever. There's a little girl who's dating a much older guy. And he bought her a Porsche, and it's a very big thing on social media. And we see how even there at such a young age, 16, 17, her friend is there showing what she's getting up to with her boyfriend, you know, taking videos of her in the bedroom with the boyfriend, like incredibly inappropriate things. That's not a friend, right? Anybody who will expose you, make you look bad, just put you in a position that doesn't make you look the best or doesn't even say good things about you, that is not your friend. That's not somebody who should be in your personal space at all. That's an acquaintance. And I think a lot of us are making our acquaintances our friends. And then when they stab us in the back or they don't support us or whatever they do, we get upset when actually that was never their role in our lives because they're acquaintances, not friends. So for me, 2024 is about creating friendships and real relationships, not acquaintances. Because even though acquaintances can help you, I found that the long-term value of friendships is more fulfilling for life and allows you to be more successful than acquaintances do. And if anything, if business is anything to go by and you look at the trends in business, we know that anything that has a long-term element to it is more valuable than something that is short term. So you want to have a good balance of more friendships than acquaintances, you know, more genuine connections than people who you just call when you need something, because these are the people who are going to push you for real. They're going to say your name in rooms. They're going to speak highly of you. They're going to force you to want to be a better version of yourself. I mean, I saw something really crazy. So 2023 was a wild year for me. You guys know this. I told you guys, especially from a personal relationships perspective. And I had some really bad friends. I called them friends. They were my acquaintances, I guess. But they weren't very good for me. And I didn't realize it until I kicked most of them out of my life. Literally, by the end of 2024, I only had one left. And I remember going out for lunch with somebody who I've known for long, but we were just never close like that. But we reconnected and we had lunch. And this person was such a fulfilling and refreshing experience. Like, we spoke, they were very complimentary, they were polite, they were just decent and kind. And I remember sitting there and thinking, oh my gosh, I haven't experienced this for the whole of 2023, basically. I can't believe that I surrounded myself with people who were so unkind, who only had negative things to say, that I really believed that that's what friendships and relationships are. And then here I am meeting somebody who I haven't spoken to in a long time, but I could just even tell from their tone, the things that they were saying, that they really like saw me as a real person who's really achieving things, and they were proud of me. And that was a wild thing to experience because of all those other friendships that I thought I had. You know, those friends never said good things about me. They never said, you're doing so well, da, 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 da. They never tried to help me with anything, even though I was helping them. And so when I spoke to my therapist about it, he said, acquaintances or bad friends will stay in your life because you're adding more value to their lives, being present in their lives than not being in their lives. So they see you, they don't want you, like they don't like you, but they'll keep you around because you add value, right? And if you struggle to see yourself, or you, I don't know, you don't have confidence at that point in time, you will allow people to use you. But you know deep down that they don't make you feel good. Like, you'll always feel something. There'll always be something that indicates that this is not your friend, right? So don't allow yourself to be useful to somebody who's not useful to you. That doesn't work. 2024 is about building real friendships and letting go of those acquaintances. We can have 20% acquaintance, 80% friendships, or 30% and 80%, I mean 70%. But let's keep the friendships deep, you know, and let's keep the acquaintances far, because sometimes it gets confusing and you don't know how to manage the two. So the less acquaintances you have, the better. And the more friendships you have, the safer your life is, and the more you're able to grow fully and blossom without having to look behind your back or over your shoulder or question things. Or, you know, you should be free around your friends. They should be able to see everything about you, and that should be okay. If you can't do that, that is not your friend. And yeah, the company you keep, it determines so much. It determines your self-confidence. It determines your ability to succeed. Everything. The company you keep matters. Be so selective about your crew that you don't just let anyone around you. I want to be this kind of friend. You'll see that the pool becomes smaller, but you find more people in that small pool than you did in that big pool where you were trying to accommodate everybody. So those are my four lessons from 2023 that I'm not taking into 2024. Like, in 2024, we're doing better, and we're definitely mindful of the company we keep. We're setting boundaries, we're putting ourselves first, and we're making sure that we're having fulfilling life experiences, because you've only got one life to live and you don't know how long you're going to be living it. So it might as well be worth it. The journey should be the most exciting part for you. It should be the most fulfilling part for you. If you're waking up in the morning and you don't want to wake up, or you're not excited about your day, then you're not living the life that is meant for you. And you need to work on changing that. It's important. Life is not supposed to be a struggle. Pain is involved, but struggle should not be your portion, right? Life is supposed to be fulfilling. You're supposed to be excited. You're supposed to enjoy the challenges. It's supposed to be like that. It's not supposed to be horrible. If it is, change your life, because you deserve better. Okay, guys, that was the first of our heart-to-heart vulnerability sessions. And we'll be doing more. We'll do more. And I'll do more of like my personal experiences and go deep into stories because I know you guys have asked me. But I thought just to introduce this section, we're going to start it like this. And let me know, like, have you struggled with putting boundaries in place or putting yourself first or whatever the case may be? Let me know in the comment section below. And maybe we could even do a second episode to this just to talk about those specific things that you've asked me for. But yeah, just keep this in your mind this year, that this year is yours, right? Be so delusional. Do the things that scare you, because once you do things that scare you, you're actually living in a state of constant delusion, right? It really is. Do that and you'll see how your life changes. You'll see how the things I'm saying don't sound so silly, right? And you'll see how easy it is actually to change your life if you really, really want to, or to have a better life if you really, really wanted to. It's not that difficult, but it does take courage. And I think getting the courage is the hardest part. Anywho, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, do all the things that get people to listen to this podcast, to share it, to comment. And yeah, don't forget to buy your tickets to the Everything is Marketing Masterclass that's happening on the 16th of March. Buy your t-shirt because you know we have a dress code. Or you can also sign up for our personal branding masterclasses on TikTok if you want to learn how to build a personal brand. But until next time, you guys know how it goes. The best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Toodles. Yeah. Yeah. Come let me teach you a lesson. Come let me teach you a lesson. Level line with your tweets. Follow me back to my nest. Level line with the podcast. Teach you a lesson because I got cast. Level line with the impact. You be lying, that's a real fact. Come let me teach you a lesson. Yeah.